Hey friends, my name is Tracy and you're listening to This Quote Changed My Life, a podcast about intentional action. Welcome back to the podcast. It is always a joy to be back in your ears. It's almost the end of November and I've been hanging out in my Patreon account as we go through our monthly Mindset and Mindfulness Challenge, which is What Do You Choose? It's not too late to jump in and grab the worksheet and listen to the extra podcast. So make sure you come and find me over at Patreon. A link will be in the show notes, but you can also search Patreon for Make Sunshine Co. and find me that way. On with this episode's quote, which does relate back to our What Do You Choose monthly Patreon challenge. It's time is not refundable. Time is not refundable. Now, not to be a bummer, but sadly, I have been reminded of this too many times in the recent years when our family has lost friends to various illnesses and conditions, most of them being children under 15. And I promise this is not going to be a podcast about them. I respect their privacy too much, but the notion of time being so precious is never more evident than when we're saying goodbye to these beautiful kids. It just sucks. Time is not refundable. Coming back to our daily lives and thinking about what we're doing with our time though, if you could look back on what you did yesterday or this week, would you have used your time better in any way? Instead of hustling to exhaustion, could you have taken an hour or morning for yourself to rejuvenate? Instead of playing on your phone for 30 minutes, could you have ticked one thing off your to-do list? Instead of working on something that could have waited a day, could you have picked up the phone and talked to a friend instead? I think when we start to look at our time as value and also know our values, we start to live a bit more mindfully and hopefully a little bit more at ease. We stop rushing, we stop wanting things to be over quickly. We understand that the moment that we have right then is precious and will be over before we know it. So we're able to look at it as a seed planted so the next thing we've got to do isn't clouded by regret. Does that make sense? If I'm able to ground myself into the time that I have right now and get the things done that I choose to do right then in an hour or later tonight or tomorrow or next week, I'm not kicking myself for wasting that time if I didn't pay attention and make an intentional choice back then. So how do we use our time wisely? I think there are a lot of techniques to help you focus, study better, organize your time better, but here's what works for me. Keeping a calendar. Now, at the moment, I do have two calendars going, a combined family one, and also my smaller calendar that I keep on a clipboard. My smaller calendar really helps me break down the things I need to do to run my small business, to get this podcast recorded and up every second Monday. It gives me space to plan more projects if I wanted, because I can clearly see how much time I have to give. Time that I also have to share with my family life, my marriage, parenting my three kids. Without a bit of planning, I couldn't be as intentional as I am with my time because I would simply be not prepared, a bit lost, and wouldn't know which direction I'm going. Keeping my calendar off my phone has been a huge thing. Physically writing tasks and events onto paper helps me be intentional with what I'm committing to that day or that week. And ultimately, it creates a month of intentional action. It's been hard, but also in a way really, really calming to know what's coming up. Of course, life has a way and things do pop up, but at least I can see what was due that day and then move it or cancel it. It's not a problem. I don't want you to think that it's some sort of strict practice, but it's definitely a discipline that's worked for me so far. If I can create a routine around something in my life, then the other parts can run as wild and as unpredictable as they need to be. Time is not refundable. So I know that I've mostly applied this quote to my work schedule, but I also want you to think about how this quote applies to the other parts of our lives, to your life. I think sometimes we don't take responsibility for our successes, our happiness. Yes, there are things we cannot help, but what about the things you can help? Even if it's not a direct fix, I don't believe in direct fixes anyway, but even if there are many steps towards a goal, are you in charge of reaching that goal yourself? How are you using your time today towards your goals? How are you using your time towards your wellness? Let's not create a life of regret, a list of things we wish we tried but didn't. Don't catch yourself in a moment where you say to yourself, I wish I did it. Whether it's taking time for yourself, trying something new, reaching out to a friend, asking for help, every decision that you make is yours to hold. What will you decide today? Thank you so much for listening to the podcast this week. Come and hang out with me in my Patreon community. Whether you want to support me or join the monthly challenges, I can't wait to see you there. As always, I'm on Instagram @makesunshineco. Let me know what you think of this week's episode, and I'll catch you guys soon.